GOP lawmakers have refused to put more dollars in the state budget to expand broadband internet service in the state. Republicans controlling the legislature's Joint Finance Committee have also reduced the amount of cash that will go into building projects around the state compared to what Democratic Governor Tony Evers had proposed. The Republican moves are controversial, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
Governor Evers wanted to put $750 million in state funds into expanding higher-speed broadband to large areas of Wisconsin that don't have access to it or have poorer service. Weeks ago, the Joint Finance Committee stripped that amount from the state budget proposal. And yesterday, during a news conference, Republican Finance Co-Chair Howard Markline of Southwest Wisconsin announced the GOP won't put in any new state money for broadband.
The reason for that is that there is currently a lot of projects in the pipeline. Our providers are busy out there. Additionally, we're going to be receiving a lot of federal money over the next few years. And so we're concerned about capacity, about the industry's capacity to invest additional state tax dollars wisely.
During committee debate, State Representative Evan Goyke, a Milwaukee Democrat, said not every part of the state is backed up on being able to expand broadband. Goyke says delaying state spending on faster internet hurts the ability for communities to grow and thrive.
That includes the inner city neighborhoods where I live in the central city of Milwaukee, and includes the most rural, smallest townships. Similar access challenges, similar unserved or underserved populations, same growth patterns. Having access, having reliable download and upload speeds is a necessity.
But Republicans voted down Goyke's proposal for broadband spending and backed their $0 plan by votes of 12-4. Controversial moves by the committee were just getting started. Eventually, Republicans unveiled their spending proposal for building projects around the state. GOP lawmakers plan to spend about $800 million less of the $7 billion state budget surplus than Governor Evers wanted to allocate. The other GOP Joint Finance Co-Chair, Representative Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam, insisted putting $1.2 billion in cash and borrowing about that much for a $2.4 billion commitment to what is called the capital budget is worth headlines.
This is a historic investment. Having worked on five of them now, this is by far the biggest. And part of that, no doubt, is because of the opportunity that the surplus, the one-time surplus, gives the state to make these investments and not have to do it with debt service.
Bourne says a lot of good building projects will be funded, and Republicans also put aside some money to pay down past borrowing debt. But Democrats pointed to several projects the GOP has taken out of the state budget, most notably about $200 million to partly fund a new engineering building at the UW-Madison. The UW system is already raising $150 million in donations for that project. Madison State Senator Kelda Royce, a Democrat, says the prospect of no new engineering building troubles corporate executives.
I've been fielding phone calls for the last 2 days from panicked CEOs in and out of my district that are terrified that you guys were not going to put the engineering building in the budget, that you were going to take it out. They said, what is going on? Don't they understand how important this is for our company? Don't they understand how important this is for our economy? We're here because we need the engineers coming out of UW-Madison, and we don't have enough.
Royce contends the engineering building cut and the rejecting of most other UW-Madison capital projects is Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's way of showing his displeasure with the liberal campus. Joint finance leaders didn't mention the Racine County Republican, but said tough choices had to be made to shrink the governor's capital budget proposal. Some proposed Milwaukee building projects also lost out, but one winner was money to help expand the Marquette University Dental School. Marquette expressed its gratitude to the Joint Finance Committee, which says it will resume its state budget deliberations next Thursday. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.